Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's so great to have you inside Saturday Nation. Hey, you got something to share? You got something to share? That is the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. And I want to talk about that. You don't have something to prove. You have something to share. I love that saying. I stole it from my buddy Mark Yuzik. He said it at our live event in Vegas. I took it, so I'm giving him credit now. Next time you hear me say it, it's going to be, I heard it somewhere. And then the third time, it's mine. Can't wait to trademark it, use it everywhere, plaster it all over the places. You don't have something to prove. You have something to share. And I think that is so critically important because a lot of people get hung up on, well, I don't know about doing a Facebook Live or a podcast or writing an ebook or doing all that good stuff. And, you know, I got to get, you know, or it's the opposite. It's like, I'm going to get that out there because I want to prove to everybody that I can do it, which is great, but that doesn't sustain you long term. You know, how many times you got something to prove to somebody? It's a great chip to have on your shoulder. It got me through some really, you know, tough times at the beginning of trying to get going, get moving, creating content, creating a movement and all that good stuff. I'll show them. And I think that's important, you know. But long-term, sustaining all of that, not so much. I don't think you can sustain it. I think it's more important to focus on you have something to share, okay? And the people that you have something to prove, that's a small group of people. I mean, that might be spouses, family members, coworkers, ex-bosses, people who you want to prove that you were right, the decision you made was right. That's good. I mean, it's good. But then once you arrive, it's like, okay, well, I proved them wrong. Now what? Then it kind of fades away. When you realize that you have something to share, that you've got a message to share, that's when it sustains you long term. You know, that's when it's like, you know, so what's the message that I'm going to keep working on for people who maybe have never even heard it ever before? Like, I always assume this podcast, somebody's listening for the very first time, they're tuning in, and I'm sure they're like, what in the heck did I just get myself in the middle of? But then, you know, I always tell people, give it a couple weeks. You know, the first few episodes, you're going to be like, this guy's crazy, man. What is he like? Someone shot him out of a cannon. He's all over the place. Then it's going to gradually grow on, you grow on, you grow on, and then we'll be working together one-on-one. That's how it always works. 100% every single time. So when you think about, I know I've got something to share, but what is it that I'm going to share? And how do I not run out of things to share? And who would even want to listen to me? That's when it really starts to get inside your head. And so you start thinking about, well, who would even want to hear this message? Well, think about it. Would you want to hear it? If you were where you were 5-10 years ago, you know, would you want to hear this message? When I think about the information that I share on the podcast, for example, in the Facebook Lives and things like that, I put myself in the shoes of where I was 20 years ago, not where I am right now. Even though right now I would love to hear a message of inspiration, I still listen to sermons on the internet. Stephen Furtick's my favorite. Still trying to get him on the podcast. Sent him another message on Instagram yesterday on his DMs. I'm all up inside his DMs. He'll get back to me at some point. But I would love to hear inspirational messages right now. But the message I needed to hear 20 years ago was that you can quit a job and you can become an entrepreneur and you can go for your dream. You don't need permission from anybody. You know, I give you permission to play big. I remember listening to a speaker one time. He said, Sam, look, I'm giving you permission to play big. You know, I'm like, oh, wow. And it was so stupid. I mean, I was 35 years old. Why do I need probably permission to do anything? But I did. I did. I needed that individual to say, here's your permission. Go play big, man. Go do it. Don't stay small in this job, paying you 100 grand a year, thinking that this is a big deal. Like, ooh, I made 100 grand. I was grateful to make 100 grand. But once I made it, I'm like, I don't like the way I feel, man. I don't like the person that I had to become to make 100 grand. I just didn't like it. I didn't like that. So are you happy with the person that you've become on the way on this path that you're on. And it's okay to say no. I mean, that's actually refreshing. Because when I said I don't like who I am, it didn't mean I was a bad person, you know. It didn't mean I still wasn't loved in the eyes of God. And none of that. It just meant I'm not fulfilled. Because remember, success without fulfillment is really failure. Would you agree with that statement, that success without fulfillment is failure? So if you've got the nice house, you got a little McMansion, you got a couple of cars, you got your 529 plan saved up for the kid in college, you got your 401k, you got your pension and all that, but you're still lack fulfillment, like, wow, I've got all of this. Why am I not happy? Like, why am I still anxiety ridden? Why am I still feel anxious? Well, that's because you're not doing what it is that you're dialed into to do, man. You're not living a purpose-driven life. And how you get to that point is not automatically, like we talked about yesterday. You don't have to rip the Band-Aid off right now and quit your job right now. But boy, I'll tell you what a missed opportunity it would be for you not to continue to go after your dream. And here's where people kind of get weeded out as well. This is where it weeds out the real champions from kind of the pretenders is you go ahead and you build this platform out. You've got your website. You've got videos out there. You've got some content, but nobody's really buying into it. You know, nobody's subscribing to your email list or nobody's watching your videos and nobody's downloading your podcast. Do you stay with it? That's the real key. Do you stay with it? Because the real movements are launched by individuals who understand that that is the test. And it's this question that's being asked to you. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? Do you want it bad enough to go through those times where you know adversity is going to show up? Do you want it bad enough to create a webinar where nobody attends? Do you want it bad enough to create your first product and somebody buys it and asks for a refund after that? I mean, do you want it bad enough to do your first video that crashes and the lighting's bad and all of that? I mean, we've all been there. All of us have been there. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times. I remember going to Home Depot one time when I first started shooting video in my basement, and it was before I got my basement finished, and it was just a bunch of cinder blocks down there, and I set the lighting up, and I didn't have any kind of like professional lighting. Professional lighting, that's actually pretty funny now I think about it. I got those 1,000-watt halogen lights that contractors use. I mean, these things could burn a hole in a metal garbage can. I mean, that's the high. I didn't realize this, though. So they were probably 10 bucks a pop. I got them at Home Depot. I hooked them up. I clamped them to the rafters. They're probably 8-foot rafters. You know what I mean? Like the wood, the 2x4 is going across. The beams in your basement. So I clipped them to that, and I shined the lights on me. And, oh, my God, I thought the skin on my forehead was going to melt and turn to liquid. That's how hot these were. But I didn't know any better. I said, well, I need lighting. And I guess this is, you know, I saw this on a DIY video. This was 2007. I saw it in a DIY video on YouTube. And that was even funny trying to watch YouTube videos back then with, you know, pretty much dial-up internet access. But anyway, so I sat through these videos and my face is melting off while I'm trying to get through some motivational message. And then I went to upload it and it crashed. I was like, oh my gosh, I just went through that, like that. Whatever that was, it was so incredibly painful. I just went through it and the video still crashed. I mean, those are the types of things I look back on now that I'm thankful they happened because it was the question being asked of me, how bad do you want it, Sam? Do you want this bad enough to sit in your basement for 3 hours, shoot a video over and over that never gets uploaded? And when it finally does, you look like just a complete fool because it's like, I should have been wearing like Ray Charles sunglasses. That's how bright the light was. I mean, that's how bright this light was. But, you know, I did it and it wasn't good. It didn't look good. Nobody watched it. I don't even know why, looking back at the time when I was thinking about it, I don't know why I even did it, but now I know why. Because I had to go through that process. You got to go through the process. But understand, you don't have something to prove. You got a message to share. So do you want to go through those types of things to get your message out? And the answer should be, absolutely, man. Whatever it takes, I'll figure it out. I'll go through the pain up front to make sure that I can build this movement. Absolutely, you got to do that stuff. And forget about thinking you got something to prove or, you know, somebody's going to watch or make fun of you. That stuff's going to happen anyway, man. I don't know who in your life is going to watch it and take a shot at you, but it's going to happen. It happens to me still to this day. You know, I get the snarky comments from people that know me. Oh, my God, I saw it. I'm like, I don't even care, man. It ain't about them. I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for you and everybody like you that wants to live a life on purpose and then monetize that and create a lifetime of Saturday. That's what I'm doing it for. And you should be focused on your target market, too, because that's what's going to get you through those dark times and those tough times and those times you're asking, why am I doing this? So stay the course, stay in the game, and get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. We'll work together one-on-one. How awesome would that be? Get on my calendar. I'll call you, and I will help you really zero in on what your zone of genius is, what your message is, and then how to monetize it. I love working with people one-on-one. Get on my calendar. Let's do it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.